T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call Banks is brought to you by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com. Discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles by Foxwoods Resort Casino. The wonder of it all, the 2-time Super Bowl champion, number 58, Carl Banks. Carl, how are you?
Good afternoon. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Doing good.
So,
doing okay.
What went through your mind? I was saying to Joe, I felt like the karma was changing when I hear Flowers out, Oiler in. What was your reaction to that Shermer decision?
Well, it's something that they felt they needed to do. I think the coach said it best. It was not so much about Flowers as it was about giving Wheeler a chance to see what he can do, because I think they knew what they had in Flowers, and I guess they wanted to make that change based on, you know, giving another guy a shot, see if the things could change a bit.
Mm. And it certainly worked out. I tell you, the offensive line, I thought, Carl, especially in the first half, was outstanding. The pass protection, the run blocking was very good. Not as good in the second half. Watt started to insert himself, you know, exert himself in the second half a little more. But I thought overall, I mean, and this was top to bottom, a terrific offensive effort all the way around.
Yeah, I think what we saw yesterday, guys, is what the coach had been saying. This is the type of offense he wants to run. And when you see a quarterback who has, you know, some time to get comfortable in the pocket, he's making great decisions with the football. I think he was 25 of 29 and completed, you know, all 6 passes down the stretch. So that's what people should come to expect, or that's what they want people to expect from this offense. It's the type of offense they want to run. So I thought the balance was incredible, though. The run-pass ratio, they had a really good mix. They were in a rhythm most of the game. They stalled a little bit, but this is, I guess, what the offense is supposed to look like when they can get some production from the offensive line.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They threw the ball 29 times, ran the ball 27 times, and there was a couple of plays where Saquon wasn't on the field. He was a little banged up, and we saw a little bit of Wayne Gallman and Jonathan Stewart. But in your mind, and it's very tough to draw any negatives from this because they put together a complete game and they won, but in the first half, they scored on every drive. In the second half, it was a little bit different. They scored when they needed to, when they iced the game on that 3rd-and-1, which is a great play with Saquon Barkley lined up at wide receiver. But in your eyes, what was the big difference offensively between the first half and what you saw in the second half?
Well, I think one thing to note is the field position. I think Houston kept them pinned back a little bit, and I think the play calling was a little different there. But also, the other guys get paid, too. I mean, you had J.J. Watt that just decided to take it upon himself to just change the game or try to get his team back in the game. And he single-handedly made some very, very big plays that prevented the Giants' offense from just getting on track. So that was part of it. But then they, you know, seemed to get back on track. And I think every time they were faced with the team itself, were faced with something in terms of a threat, the defense came through with some big turnovers for them.
Yeah, defense played terrific, and especially Kerry Wynn, who just had a monster game yesterday on the defensive line.
Yeah, Kerry Wynn is the guy that I call him the Swiss Army knife, because he does everything for them in terms, including special teams. But when they put him in the game, he just knows how to make plays. He's an opportunistic guy. He's kind of, dare I say, the George Martin of this era for the Giants defensive lineman, because he just he does just about any and everything. Right. He's athletic.
That's high praise, by the way.
Well,
George
listen,
Martin.
You know, George could do just about anything out there. And, you know, he wasn't always the most dominant guy, but he was always making a play somewhere. And that's, you know, that's who comes to mind when I look at Kerry Wynn. But I tell you, the guy who had just a terrific game was Snacks Harrison.
He had
like 11 or 12 tackles.
Yep.
7 solo. The thing that is impressing me, again, this is what we were told to expect from this type of defense, too. And they're starting to come together. I don't think they're there yet, but they had I think they gave up 59 yards rushing, and the majority of that was to the quarterback.
Yep, yep.
And when you can stop the run and make a team one-dimensional, it's a big plus. You know, they had some broken plays that they've got to clean up. The old tight end down the seam reared its ugly head again. Curl route, the D slant is what I call it. Kind of, they were pulling linebackers out of zones there, but all things that they can clean up, and I think they will. But there's work to do, but I think fans can get a sense of what the team can be when there's good protection and when the quarterback is operating, because he hit 9 receivers. I mean, that's a pretty good mix. That's a very diverse set of play calls, too, by the head coach and the coordinator, because it's not like he's lining up different people in positions, you know, and they're just interchanging. These guys are getting footballs in different areas of the field, so it's going to be hard to defend if he can get the ball to 9 different guys during the course of a game.
Talking to Carl Banks about the Giants, they get win number 1. They beat the Texans in Houston in their home opener, and it felt like in the second half the Texans started to build the momentum. They were moving the football down the field. They kicked that field goal on their first drive. And what was so impressive about the Giant defense is they forced not just turnovers, but the big turnovers. Turnovers in which it looked like the Texans were on the doorstep of maybe even getting in the end zone. They turned one over at the 25. They turned another over at the 15-yard line. The forced fumble by Kerry Winn, who we already talked about, was awesome in this game. Ogletree had an interception. So their defense was opportunistic in when they forced these turnovers in the second half.
They really were. And I think, you know, each turnover was coming just at the right time. But I think the Ogletree interception in the end zone was probably the biggest, because that was the latest turnover, I believe, in the game, and they were threatening to get back in it. So that was a real big play for them. But you know, the defense seems to be coming together well, and I think they should even get better when Olivier Vernon's out there on the field. But you've got the rookie BJ Hill, who's playing like a seasoned veteran. The interior of the Giants defense is very impressive. They're playing well, and it's making teams hard to run on them, and they are also pushing the pocket, which could come in handy against a guy like Drew Brees next week.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting game with them. The numbers they're putting up, and Brees had a crazy game yesterday.
The numbers they put up and the numbers they give up.
Yeah, well, they give up a lot of points. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Maybe they'll break 30. Maybe this is the week.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
We'll see. Like, I mean, they've still got a lot of work to do. I say it's one in a row, but I think we get a feel for what this offense can be. We get a feel for what this quarterback can and can't do. As you know, a lot of people wrote him off, but I mean, he was very accurate. He distributed the ball well, and he made great decisions with the football too. And you know, the offensive line, they were good enough. You know, J.J. Watt had, I think, 4 sacks, and he had 3 sacks, and you know, Wheeler fought. He hung in there. He wasn't, you know, it wasn't a show of perfection on his part, but he battled, you know, and that's all you can ask. But he's got to get better too.
Yeah.
You know, so people can say, well, he replaced Flowers and it was appreciably better. You can look at the film and say, maybe not, but he fought, you know, and they got the job done. That's really what matters.
And you know, I thought Beckham quietly had a very good game. I mean, what do you have? 9 catches, 100-something yards, 10 yeah. targets, only one that he didn't catch. And he opens it up for every – it was all underneath. Well, it was all basically short stuff, but he opens it up for everybody else. He really does.
Well, see, and that's the thing that teams are going to have to deal with. If you're gonna dedicate that much attention to Beckham,
right.
You're going to get hit with a lot of different receivers, and then you got a running back who is basically Mr. All-Purpose, because he can hit you with the run, but you can also – you saw they spread him out on a play that they needed to make.
3rd and 1, yeah.
And they went right to it.
That was a huge play in the game, too.
You know, so it's eventually they're going to have to come out of doubling Odell Beckham. Yes, he's the dangerous player on the field, but you're making yourself vulnerable in a lot of different areas, and I think he's going to have – his breakout. I mean, he had a quiet 100 and I think 10 yards, but he'll have a breakout game because you'll start to see safeties are going to have to try to creep up in the box because Barkley is – no one's tackling him one-on-one yet. So the first guy always misses, and it's always the second and third guy that's trying to get him down. So if he continues to run well and they run block well, Odell Beckham will have he'll have his share of big plays.
That play you talked about, that was such a big play because it's a third and one. The Texans still had two timeouts. There was going to be plenty of time left. I know the Giants end up kicking a field goal if they don't convert there. And let's assume Rosas makes it. It's a one-possession game. It's an eight-point game. And Barkley made that great catch. I think he was one-on-one with a linebacker. It was a good throw by Eli. That to me, is like the exclamation point on the Giant victory yesterday, that play with Saquon.
Well, and it speaks to the confidence they have in this young rookie and the confidence that the quarterback had in him. I mean,
sure.
Look,
yeah.
They sent him out there, and it's a crucial play in the game. I mean, there are a lot of other players you think he'd trust before this kid, but he saw it. He saw the matchup, and he went to it with full confidence that the kid was going to make the play, and he did.
Yeah. No, look, it was a real good win for them. And, look, I mean, let's be honest, the division is wide open. I mean, only a game out. You know, the Cowboys lost yesterday. The other two teams won. But, you know, who knows?
It's
crazy league, Carl. I mean, look at this league yesterday.
I was just going to say it's a crazy league, but it's just one in a row.
Right, no, I understand.
I mean, the good teams in this league, they have to try to stay focused and build on things. And, you know, you heard Eli and the coach yesterday said that they've been an almost team. And they finally got it right. They finished some plays. But it's one game in a row. They've got to start to put those together. I think they should understand what they're capable of by just looking at the film and seeing how the offense operated, how the defense operated. But there are some holes. There are some holes that got to be filled. Chad Willis still going to get everybody's best pass rusher. The Giants are going to have to contend with that. The defense – they're going to still see seam routes. They're going to see slants that pull line or diagonal slants that pull linebackers out of zones. They got to correct it because with a team like the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees is as good a window thrower as you're going to ever see in this league. And when you talk about manipulating zone defenses, he's the master at it. So they have to be much better. And right now, what they've put on tape, I'm sure Brees and Sean Payton are going to work on that, saying, "Okay, here's where we're really gonna mess with these linebackers. Here's if we get Landon Collins out of position, we're gonna hit him with a seam route. If they're in cover two and he's not where he's supposed to be, we're gonna test him. And so they have to be good. They have to be better at it. But listen, this defense is playing well in a lot of areas, but they've got to clean up a lot of things in order to be considered a good football team collectively.
Mm. Now, we asked you Friday, said, are the Giants going to win? You said yes. So you're on a little bit of a hot streak right now. Barring injury, will Ereck Flowers ever play again for the New York Giants?
I think that's a question for the coach, but if I'm to take from what he said after the game, he said it's more about giving Wheeler a chance.
You didn't buy that, though, did you? Come on. It's about Chad.
Come on.
That was
diplomacy. No, that was all diplomacy there by the coach.
No, if you read between the lines what he's saying, it's what I got. What he's saying is they've seen what Ereck Flowers can do.
Okay.
And they think it's time for a change. They didn't, you know, they didn't want to throw the kid under the bus, but they said, look, it's about Chad. Let us see what we know what Ereck is. And obviously it wasn't good enough because they want to put Wheeler in there. So they're not going to say, look, the guy stinks.
We'll say that.
You know, yeah. But well, said, we could say that.
You know, so you can say whatever you want.
Right, no, we understand that. Right.
But the reality is when he says it's time for Chad to have an opportunity, that tells me that he's going to be their starter going down for the rest of the season, barring injury.
You know,
but he has to get better, too.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. Perception is everything, right, even if it's not based in reality. So one of the last callers we took was a Giant fan, and he said point blank, like matter of fact, you see, Ereck Flowers was the problem. You insert Chad Wheeler, Eli's got protection, they're scoring points. Now, it's not as simple as that because Chad Wheeler did allow J.J. Watt to get to the quarterback numerous times. But you know what? But Carl, perception's reality. To a lot of Giant fans, you see, Flowers was the problem.
We have a lot of mixed narratives from some Giant fans. So they should just enjoy it and hope that they can continue to build upon their success. But it's, like I said, it's one win. I think they realize that because when they were on almost team, they knew certain things they had to do in order to win a football game. They put it together. This will be, in my opinion, the biggest challenge to the Giants' defense this year so far. I mean, Drew Brees, and they can put up points. And your defensive backs have got to be good. You got to be disciplined in what you do. Brees, and I'm telling you, he is the best window thrower in football. I mean, you can look at a lot of these young kids. There's no one more accurate and more adept at manipulating zone defenses and creating opportunities for his pass receivers, and he can throw it in a tight window.
You know, before I let you go, I got to ask this because I watched the LT thing, mm-hmm. Football Life. You were definitely in it, by the way. And you and this was Friday night. And if you haven't seen it, you get a chance to see it. If you got to see it, I'm not just you, but anybody.
I didn't see it, but I lived it. So.
I know you did. And you said there was something you said there that I got to ask you whether this really happened or not. Mm-hmm. I guess there was a defensive meeting, and mm-hmm. LT's sitting there sleeping. He's sleeping, yep, at the defensive meeting
underneath a table,
under wherever he, yep, was. Yep. And I guess Belichick says something to him. You know, are you paying attention or something? And LT gets up from the sleep, goes up to the board, and diagrams the entire defensive scheme and turns around, looks at everybody, says, "What's so hard about that?" and goes back to sleep. Did that really happen, Carl?
It did. It did. It was actually Lamar Leachman, our defensive line coach.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who, Lawrence, it's a very important part of our game planning that day.
Right.
And we had been watching film for a while, and Lawrence got in a little bit late. Went to sleep, you know, crawled up under the table and went to sleep. And Leachman got mad, cut the lights on, and he's MFing LT. And LT's like, "What is the problem?" And he says, "We're trying to put together a game plan, and you're a major part of it. We'd appreciate if you could," you know, it was in more harsh words.
Right, sure.
So Lawrence says, "Put the film on." And he watched two plays, and he got up, cut the lights on, and diagram what we should be doing for the entire game, and says, "Do anything else you need?" And he went back to sleep. And the amazing part about it, we had been in that meeting for a while trying to figure it all out.
Right.
he saw the game in two plays on film. He saw the entire pass rush where we were trying to figure out if this guy does that,
right,
that guy,
right,
does,
right,
this,
right,
we'll do this. And he just went up, took the chalk.
That's funny.
Up the pass rush games, and away we went.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's part of the legend of LT.
It's unbelievable.
He just saw the game differently than everybody else.
And it's true also that, like, you know, he was on the, like, he says, "Well, I started out on the third team, then I was on the second team, and then I was on the first team," and he said that all took about a half hour. Is that really true?
See, I wasn't there.
You weren't there. That's right. You weren't there until 84.
Yeah, but I can imagine. Yeah, listen. When I got there,
you got there, right, right.
When I got there, he practiced harder than I ever played in college. So I can imagine his rookie year. He probably was just on another level.
Right, right. Unreal. Carl, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you Friday.
All righty.
Carl Banks.
On the Giants, they win. They're 1-2.
Yep. And again, let me just go back to that Football Life thing, because if you didn't see it, it was phenomenal with LT. Carl's all over it. It was really great.
They do a great job with the Football Life.
They do.
They do great with all their documentaries that they do.
Yeah, he's quite the character.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.